Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Which One Wednesday in a moment. Get your votes in now. The question is up on Twitter. It's, if Lane Kiffin, if he chooses to leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? Bo and Mike will have to make that decision in a moment. But right now, the listeners are very torn.
Allie, I'm sorry. I have to call out some hypocrisy just real quick. So, Bo, just literally, maybe 30 seconds ago, he jokingly, he says, you can't do any better than this. You can't do any better than this, talking about the music. And then 5 seconds after he says that, he starts bobbing his head to the music. I was like, bro, what?
It's giving Starsky and Hutch vibes, that's for sure. You know what I mean?
It just made me laugh. Well, I had to call you out, Bo. I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate it. I just want you to understand why I called you out, because I feel like that's a song that just it played right off of the player there. You didn't push it in there. You didn't go say, I want to get a different song.
There's no effort.
Yeah, it just rolled. Okay. And Dylan just let it roll through.
I will have you know, I actually did handpick that song and put it into the player.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Yeah, you do it every day then, don't you? Because that song plays every day.
That is false.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, I've heard it.
It's played before, but yeah. It hasn't played in a minute.
What song is that?
Brothers Johnson Stop.
Okay.
Stomp.
All right. So you just woke up today and you're like, I'm gonna play Brothers Johnson.
Yeah, I just saw it and then I cued it and I was like, oh, I like this vibe.
Allie's out for blood today.
I know. It's been this way all week. I mean, I knew that it would make us in bad news, the Falcons 5-game losing streak, but I didn't know it would make this one evil.
Mode.
She has been just picking people apart all week.
And she's on top of it too. I mean, she's just so quick with it also. Like, she doesn't miss a beat.
Well, I told you, she's like a tiger in the bushes waiting to jump.
It's a talent. All right, let's talk about some college football, because Georgia in the college football playoff rankings, the third round that has come out, they have moved up to number 4, and then Georgia Tech remains at number 16. Is Georgia locked into a first round bye if they beat Georgia Tech?
No, I don't think so. I think that Texas A&M wins the SEC, Indiana, Ohio State play a close one, and Texas Tech wins the Big 12. That means that Georgia's probably left out, because all four of those teams are playing on conference championship weekend. The question would be, does the loser of Indiana, Ohio State fall out of the top four? And I have a hard time believing that the 13th data point would drop them out of the top four. And can Texas Tech do enough in the Big 12 title game to actually leapfrog Georgia? Is the next question. And I believe the College Football Playoff Committee wants them to. I think they want conference champions to be in the top four because of the way the schedule falls, because of the 13th data point and everything else. that goes along with that. So yeah, I know I don't necessarily think Georgia's locked into a top four. You know, just simply because odds state that they wouldn't at this point play in the SEC title game.
Well, first off, Georgia has to get past Charlotte, so let's just not go ahead and
Was it the 49ers? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think so. Indiana loses big to Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. They're not a one. They're not a top. They're not getting a bye. You know, Indiana's got the one win against Oregon, which is really good, but they've had some. That's pretty much the extent. Ohio State's got the one win against Texas, which looks like a better. Well, it would. Well, starting to look like a better win. Now you're like, but other than that, those two. So I wholeheartedly believe if Texas Tech wins out and A&M was to win out and Georgia doesn't go to the SEC title game and Georgia wins out, then yeah, I think Georgia could jump in and get a bye. I do. I don't think Indiana can get blown out by Ohio State.
I agree with that. I don't think they could, but I don't think. But
I think Texas Tech's really good, and they've got some good wins.
I agree with what you're saying. The question was, is Georgia with a win against Georgia Tech locked into a bye? And I just don't see that happening. I think there's so many other things that have to kind of fall in their favor. And look, granted, that would be a big win, but I think let's see, they beat Ole Miss. That would Ole Miss and Georgia Tech would be your big wins if you're Georgia in that aspect, and you could fall back on that and say those are two pretty big wins. Those are two, you know, top 16 teams as it sits right now.
You've got wins over Texas and Tennessee as well in the top 20.
I think that it. As I look at, if I was a Georgia fan right now, I'm not sure I'd want to have a month off of having not playing in the conference championship game and then not playing in the first round of the playoffs. That's a long time, dude.
Well,
that's a long time.
Do you think it hurt? Do you think that hurts you against Notre Dame? Or because remember, no team with a bye won last year.
Yeah,
no team with a bye won.
Right.
And that's why I do believe that they're going to try to pick teams they think are good. I know it sounds funny, but they don't want it to look flawed in any way.
I think it would be really interesting to see Georgia host a game in Athens in the first round of the playoffs against whoever might be back there. I don't know who it would be. I think that there's going to be people making the argument for Miami, even if they're not in the ACC title game, which to me is absolutely ridiculous.
But, well, why should Miami be punished between – That's the argument between Notre Dame and Miami, and why. And I understand Notre Dame's losses, but Miami beat them on a neutral field. Why does Notre Dame just automatically get shoehorned in because they lost? And you say, well, they have their two losses are better than Miami's. One of their losses is to Miami.
Yeah,
I couldn't care less if Miami makes the playoff or not. Their fans are annoying as hell. Every time they win a game, they're back, and every time they lose, it's fire the coach. It's stupid, it's ridiculous, and it's annoying, and so is their fan base. That said, I don't understand how Notre Dame is just grandfathered in because they've got a loss to Miami, and that somehow helps them, while Miami's win over Notre Dame just seemingly still has them below them.
I wasn't going to go, because you see what sweater I'm wearing today. Wasn't even going to try to go this route about Alabama being ranked behind Notre Dame at this point, but I do feel that way about Notre Dame with that head-to-head. Like, what puts Notre Dame ahead of Alabama in this poll? And the only thing I can think of, and this is, we talk about this every week, the College Football Playoff Committee knows that Alabama is going to have the opportunity to go out there and prove that they can climb. So they don't have to worry about it. The problem is when you start to put Miami against Notre Dame, and Miami... Here's what I'll say. I think that they're putting Miami where they're at because I don't think anybody in their right mind believes that Miami's going to win the next two games that they have on the road.
I just believe it's all to protect Notre Dame. Notre Dame is going to be in the playoff if they went out, and they put them above certain teams so they can move them below them if necessary, but not move them out of the 12. That's why Notre Dame's there. They can give whatever reason they won't. That's the reality of the situation to me.
It's a dumpster fire. Where does Vanderbilt sit is another question. I mean, there's just so many things out there right now I don't even know the answer to. Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Go check out all the college football playoffs, too, when those get here. That'll be a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
It
Buffalo's
will.
Cafe, bring the herd.
All right, for which one Wednesday, which Falcon will have a bigger game with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, Kyle Pitts or Darnell Mooney? Bo, you start this.
Well, thank you, Allie. I'm going to go with Darnell Mooney. There was something about these two guys. There was a connection that they had when Kirk was the quarterback. And for whatever reason, that connection doesn't exist. There's a lot of other things, I think, that go into that. But that connection was not existing with Penix. I don't know if he throws it too hard. I don't know what. But I have a feeling that Kirk is going to trust Darnell, and he's going to tee him up.
I'm going to hard disagree. I think that the connection between Darnell Mooney and Michael Penix has more to do with Darnell Mooney and his inability to catch the ball and his inability to get open. And Kyle Pitts has shown a number of – now, has Kyle Pitts had drops? Absolutely. But has he had games where he's had great games this year? Yes. I think Kyle Pitts is on better footing inside of this offense as it stands right now, and I think he'll have a big game. Other than Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney has shown me nothing this season to make me believe that he's going to all of a sudden step in and have some kind of, you know, game-changing performance.
All right, which school, if Lane Kiffin decides to leave Ole Miss, which school would he have more success with, LSU or Florida? Do you want to know the poll results on Twitter?
Yes.
All right, 60% say LSU.
Go ahead there, Bo Namath. I'd love to hear
first,
what you have to
I
think.
I went first last. Tom.
I feel like, well, I think it's kind of a coin flip for me because I think there's so many things at LSU at your disposal that you could have success with, but it also feels very much like a dumpster fire down there right now, and I don't know that Lane Kiffin is the right person to pull you out of a dumpster fire when there's leadership issues. I just, like, if this was just a question about some other head coach, I'd say LSU by a mile, but LSU, with the problems they have and the fact that it's Lane Kiffin, of all people, he's going to stoke a fire. He's not going to extinguish a fire. He's going to stoke it. So that leads me to believe that it might be Florida that I think that Lane could have more success at.
Lane's a lot more like what has been successful at Florida as a head coach than what has been successful at LSU. He's a lot more like Steve Spurrier than he is, to me, Les Miles or Coach O.
I don't know.
And the other thing I would say is that I actually want to further your point because I think you're onto something with the dumpster fire that LSU is around the program. At least when you walk into Florida, you know who the AD is, whether he's going to be there or not, much if he continues to screw up football hires. He's got basketball right with Ty Golden. But it seems a little bit more stable walking in because you don't have a new AD. You don't have a governor who's, you know, putting his nose in there, or maybe he shouldn't. So I kind of agree with Mike.
Which do you wish, dads, which do you wish your kids could experience? Making a mixtape / burn CD or strolling through Blockbuster?
Strolling through Blockbuster.
Oh, all the way.
100%.
All the way.
My kids do their own strolling through Blockbuster, but it's just hitting left and right on the YouTube page right now.
Right.
So, yeah, I would love to see them stroll through and actually have to look at the back of the video.
It was just, like, it just, it was such, it was so good to know. Like, here's the thing. When you scroll through Netflix or YouTube, your selection's always going to be there. Unless your parents have, like, child lock over it. But there's just, you never can't watch it.
The video game aspect,
too. There was something about going to the Blockbuster and having your heart set on something and then not it not being there and having to make a second choice. I think it really built character. I mean, look at me. I'm the embodiment of character. And blowing to Blockbuster and not having that movie there was a big part of that video game. Man. Probably a big part
nothing
of it.
Nothing like inviting a friend over, stay the night on a Friday night, your mom taking you to Blockbuster, pick out a video game. Psh, come on.
It was like one of the first phone calls I ever made was to reserve Cool Runnings for my birthday party.
Feel the rhythm.
Yeah. Exactly.
We just need to go ahead and start a petition to bring back Blockbuster. I mean, take me back to Blockbuster right now. I'll be so happy.
Think about it. We're in an entitlement era, and I think it all started with Netflix.
Interesting.
Bold statement.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, which are you buying into more? The Hawks' success without Trey is pure coincidence, or it's evidence that the roster fits better with a more balanced style? Oh, Dylan's face.
Golly, that's a heavy-handed one.
Well,
that's a spicy meatball.
You want to think about it and come back with it?
Well, can I answer it without indicting anything? I think it's a true testament of a little bit of from what you need to see a little bit of growth from Trey with. As far as not allowing the ball to stop when he's there.
I would say you just indicted Trey.
And let me all right, I don't want to get off on the side. But let me ask you, do you think Trae Young is perfect? Do you think Trae Young can't grow as an NBA player? Because if you do,
I didn't say anything about it.
That's my point though, is that's part of the game I think that he's always needed to grow is not allowing the ball to stop. I think the team is much better with Trae Young in it because of what he can do. He is a guy that can create his own shot without a hand. He is clutch. He is one of the best passers in the league. But not allowing it to become ISO ball is a growth thing from him, and I think it's real. And I think the ball not stopping with him on the court would set this team on fire.
We're going to continue this conversation, and you can weigh in as well because the wake-up call is coming up next. 404-726-0929. Again, call us now, 404-726-0929. We'll take your calls next during the wake-up call on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.